The Zimara 6a in Beitza. What is the din? There's a din of Muktzah. What does Muktzah mean? Muktzah means things that were set aside that you weren't going to use them. The only things that you're allowed to use on Yontif and Shabbos for that matter is things that you had in mind that you're going to use them on Yontif. But if you didn't have in mind to use them on Yontif, so then that's considered Muktzah. Muktzah means it was set aside not for Yontif, because you didn't even know that it's going to be there for Yontif. So you're not allowed to use it. That's called Muktzah. Muktzah basically means that it is designated for something else and not for Yontif. Yontif, this is Muktzah because it's not been prepared for Yontif. Now, a bird that was hatched on Yontif. Now, what does a person want to do with the bird that was hatched on Yontif? He wants to shecht it, and he wants to eat it, right? He wants to eat the bird, a fresh bird, a young bird on Yontif. He wants to eat it. The problem is, the bird was not available before Yontif, so you couldn't have had in mind to eat that bird. It wasn't even there. It was only hatched on Yontif. The question is, am I allowed to use that bird? Can I shecht it and use, you know, you're allowed to shecht on Yontif because that's oichel nefesh, that's something for your consumption. So the issue is, but this bird that you had no idea that it's going to be hatching on Yontif, so you didn't have in mind that you're going to eat that bird on Yontif. And when Yontif came in, the bird wasn't around yet, and now it's hatched. Are you allowed to use that bird on Yontif? Zog di gemara, itmar, we learned in a memra. Efroyach shenoilat biyontev, a baby bird, an efroyach, a small chick or a small bird, shenoilat biyontev, that was hatched on Yontif. Rav Omar, Rav says osur, it's prohibited. And we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to explain. Asur, we understand why it should be Asur. That's pretty easy to understand. That it's Asur because you didn't have it prepared from before Yontif, so you can't eat it on Yontif. Ushmuel, Shmuel disagrees. The Itaima, other people say Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. There's two versions. Who is the one that disagrees, whether it's Shmuel or it's Rabbi Yechna? But they say, either Shmuel or Rabbi Yechna, they say mutter. It's permissible. Why is it permissible? Well, let's wait for the Gemara in 1 minute. Rav Omar Asur, Rav says it's prohibited. Why? Muktzah. This is Muktzah. It's been designated for, not going to be, it wasn't designated for Yontif. You didn't have in mind to eat it on Yontif. It's Muktzah, and you're not allowed to use it. But Ushmul v'item Rav Yechon Omar Muter. They say that it's Muter. Question is, why would it be Muter? So the Gemara gives an interesting reason over here. Why is it Muter? He says, Hoyil umatir atzmoi Bishchita. Since he permits himself now by shechting, what happened over here once the bird was hatched? Now a bird that was hatched becomes permitted to be eaten through Shechita. Up till the point where the bird was hatched, you couldn't shecht it. And you couldn't eat it. There was no permission. There was no heter to eat it with Shechita. Why? Because it wasn't yet an independent bird by itself. It was still an egg before it was hatched. And it didn't need Shechita. Now, all of a sudden, there is a new allowance over here. The allowance is, you can shecht it now. So since there is an allowance for Shechita, there's also allowance to eat it. Let's look to Rashi. Hoyu lumatir atzmai bilidosei, since he permits himself, the bird that has been hatched is permitted now, bilidosei, as he was hatched, liyos nishchat, you can shecht him. Masheloi hoyo lifnei lidosei, that which was not there before it was hatched, af muktza hitir es atzma bilidosei. So muktza also became permitted. One thing is permitted, the other one is dragged along with him. He became permitted now to be shechted. He's also permitted now to be eaten. The migui, the iskan laha, iskan laha. Because we say, since it's been prepared now for shechita mutar, it's also mutar mukta. There's a concept of migoi. Since it helps one thing now, it became permissible to be shechted, it also became permissible to be eaten. We take away the mukta. The migo, the askin law, askin law. So basically, he is saying that you're allowed to do it because since it's permitted for shechita now, it's also permitted for mukta. And that's where you can eat it. So, the Gemara asks the question, why would it even be muktz over here? We know what happens, forget about a chick that was hatched, forget about a bird that was hatched. Let's talk about a calf that was born on Yontif. A calf that was born on Yontif, before it was hatched, you didn't have in mind to eat it. You didn't know there was a calf over there, correct? And then once it is born, once the calf is born, the halacha is you can eat it on Yontif. Everybody agrees you can eat it on Yontif. So how come by the egg that is hatched, there is a question? There are some opinions say that you could, but some opinion says that you can't. Amar lei Rav Kana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. So Rav Kana Rav Asi said to Rav, who said that it is prohibited. Rav said that the egg that was hatched on Yontev is prohibited. So they asked him to Rav, v'chi ma bein ze le'egel sh'neilad b'yontev. What difference is there between this, that you're saying that it's prohibited, to a calf that was born on Yom Tov? You can go ahead and eat the calf. Rashi, le'egel shenelad b'Yom Tov, a calf that was born on Yom Tov, the Tanya l'kamon, we learned later on, shemutar b'yoyim l'divra hakoil, that the calf is permissible to shecht it, and to eat it that day. Everybody agrees that way. So how come you, Rav, are saying over here, about the egg, that the egg that were hatched, the bird that was hatched on Yom Tov, you're saying that it's also, that it's Muktzah. Amar Lehu, so Rav answered to Rav Kanan and Rav Asi, he answered them, Hoyul Muchon Agav Imoy Bishchito. In the case of the calf that was born, he is already ready for eating because of his mother who was shechted, which means, let's say before Yom Tov, if you shechted the mother, you were allowed to be eating the cow, the calf as well. The halacha is a ben pekua, means a baby that's in the mother's stomach. If you shecht an animal, and then there's a baby in the stomach, the mother, you shecht the mother, and then when you open up the animal, you find a calf in there, that calf is permissible. You don't even need to shecht it. It became mutter through the shechit of its mother. So, this calf, you can't say that it wasn't ready. It was ready from before Yom Tov. Why? If the mother would have been shechted, you would have eaten the calf as well. And therefore, the fact that it's now born doesn't make it muktzah, because this is still, it was ready in the mother's stomach. And now it came out, so it's still the same calf, could be eaten then, it could be eaten now. Let's see Rashi. Mukhan agav imay. It's prepared by way of its mother. So Rashi be'oido betoich me'eho. It's prepared by the mother while it's still in the mother's womb. Im nishchato, if it was slaughtered, ha'em ho'yonechel. Im nishchato ha'em ho'yonechel, I'm sorry. If the mother had been shechted, then you could eat the calf as well. So therefore, there's nothing new that happened here with this calf. You could have eaten it before, you can eat it now. And the fact that it wasn't out of the stomach doesn't make a difference. You could have still eaten it, so it's considered prepared. The mother was prepared, and the baby is prepared, because if you shechted the mother, you could eat the baby. So, the Gemara asks, the din is that the same thing is a baby that is being a calf that is being carried by a mother, which is a treifa. A treifa means, it's a kosher, we usually say a non-kosher animal is called a treifa, but no. A treifa really means a kosher animal that cannot live, it becomes treifa, which means it was by a lion or something happened to it that it can't live for a year. It means it was damaged. That's called a treifa. And that's why it's not kosher. What would be the din? What would be the din with the calf that was carried by a mother which was a treifa? Then, if you shechted the baby that is in the mother's in the animal's womb, which is a treifa, cannot be eaten, because the only reason why you can eat the calf is because the shechita of the mother also applies to the calf. So when you shechted the mother, you fulfill the obligation of shechita for the calf as well, because the calf is considered a part of the mother. But that only applies if the mother is a kosher, is not a treifa. So then the shechita helps for the mother. But if the mother is a treifa, so then your shechita doesn't do anything, because of you can't shecht the treifa, it's not kosher. So the Gemara says, but it's still the halacha is, the baby of a treifa, once it's born, it's kosher to shecht it. As a born animal, it's kosher to shecht. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with this baby. The mother may be a treifa, but the baby is a normal baby. It's going to live. There's nothing wrong with her. So therefore, the baby you can shecht. But you can't say that if you find the baby, the calf, in the mother's womb, that you're going to eat it, because then you want to allow it through the shechita of the mother. If you're going to shecht the calf itself, the baby of a treifa, that's okay. But you can't say that this baby has been prepared even before he was born, because of the mother, no, not in the case if the mother is a treifa. Because over there, the mother shechita would not permit this calf to be eaten. The only reason that you are allowed to eat it today is because you're going to shecht the calf itself. So we can't say this svara that it is permissible, that it was permitted through the mother. And still, there's no dissent. Everybody agrees that if a calf was born from an animal or a treifa on Yom Tov, it's okay. So how come you're prohibiting the chicken that was hatched from the egg on Yom Tov? Why are you answering it? Let's look inside in Rashi. What is the legal shenayim in hatreifa? Rashi says treifa bo mno osur im nimtzo betoicha. If you find a calf inside the mother, and the mother is not kosher, b'no osur, the son, the baby, the calf is prohibited. Im nimtzo betoicha, if you find it inside the mother's womb, when you shechta the mother, why? The ubar yerech imayu, because the fetus is considered like a part of the mother, like the thigh of the mother, it's part of the mother. And since you want to permit the eating of this calf through the shechita of the mother, you can't do that. You're coming to eat it because you shechted the mother. But the mother could not be shechted because the mother is a treifa. And as long as this calf was in the mother's womb, it's a treifa just like the mother. So, if you find a calf in a mother, a treifa, you can't eat that. You can't eat that calf because it's treif, like the mother, and you can't shecht the mother. So the mother's shechting did not apply to the calf who is a part of his mother. If it doesn't help for the mother, it doesn't help for the baby either. But what happens? Oh, but once it's born, and you're not using the mother's shechita to allow it, you're going to shecht the animal itself. So, when it was born on Yom Tov from the treifa, so you can't say that since he is prepared by his mother. In other words, that you could have eaten him. Why you couldn't have eaten him? Because the son of a treifa, the calf of a treifa, cannot be eaten. So therefore, and still, b'afilo ochi b'shchitas atzmei, and yet, when you shecht it by himself, Muter l'shochtoi v'le'achloi you are permitted to shecht it and to eat it. The loy ashkechon man de osir. We don't find anybody prohibiting. So you have a calf of an animal which is a treifa. It was born on Yontef. You can go ahead and eat it. Even though you don't have the argument, oh, it was prepared because it was prepared by the mother. No, in this case, it wasn't prepared by the mother. Because since the mother is a treifa, and still everybody allows it. So why won't they allow the chick that was hatched, or the bird that was hatched on Yontef? And the Gemara says, Shosik Rav. So Rav was silent. He didn't know what to answer. Shosik Rav. Rav was silent. He didn't have an answer. He didn't know also, why is it different? How come it's mutter there, it's also here? Amar Rave, said Rave, the Itaim Rabbi Yosef. Other people say Rabbi Yosef said it. My time is Shosik Rav. Why was he silent? He has a good answer. He can make a good distinction why the calf could be eaten and the bird cannot be eaten. Lema lahu, he should say to them, Hoyilu muchan agav ima liklov. The reason why, because ein achinami, you're not allowed to eat it, because it's a treifa, but a treifa can be used. So this calf is not mukta. Why? Because if you shechted the mother, even though the mother is a treifa and you found it, yes, the baby is a treifa too, but you can give it to the dogs to eat. So it's prepared. And once it's prepared for the dogs, it's prepared for the people too. Leklovim. So Rashi says, the bein hashmoshes hoiso imay emedes lekach. During twilight, as the Yom Tov approached, the mother was standing to be eaten by the dogs, because trefa is eaten by the dogs. So therefore, it's prepared. But it can only be prepared for the dogs. If it's meat, you're going to give it to the dogs. Abel afroyach shebeklipa, but a bird which is still in the shell before it's hatched, you can't say you're going to feed it to the dogs. Lachilas klovim. It is not destined to be eaten by the dogs. And it wasn't even fit to be eaten by the dogs. So it comes out that before Yom Tov, it wasn't fit to be eaten at all. Not the dogs, not the humans. Hilkach noiladu. That's why we consider this noilad. It was born, and therefore, it is not allowed. Noam, you want to tell him I'm in the middle of a shir? Mendy's calling. Amar le Abaye, says to him Abaye. Okay, so he actually. Rava answers, he says, you have a good answer, there's a big difference. By the calf, it's fit to be eaten. By whom? By the dogs. So therefore, there was never a time that you can't eat that calf. So therefore, when it was born on Yom Tov, okay, it's not something new. It was always fit. As opposed to the egg before the chicken was hatched, the bird was hatched, couldn't eat it. Because with the shell, it's not fitting to be eaten to the dogs. And that's why that's considered noilad. I'm not getting so well the argument here, I gotta look it up. But okay, let's say it's not fit to be eaten with the shell. Why can't you peel the shell? What do we need? When you're eating the bird, you're not eating the shell. you're eating the inside of the, right? I'm assuming that the bird is hatched from the inside of the shell, correct? So when we say that it wasn't ready, I mean, the peel wasn't ready then and it's not ready now either. The shell is not eaten at all, right? What happens? After the bird is hatched, the shell stays on the side and the bird comes out. So therefore, the Gemara's argument seems to be, but the shell as is, the egg, is not fit to be eaten. As is, because you can't eat it. Dogs can't eat it with the shell. So that makes it not prepared. Okay, I have to look it up, but anyways, that's what he makes the distinction. So, you're not allowed to, Rav will say that you're not allowed to eat the bird that has been hatched. And they're explaining him, the rabbis are explaining the verse of Rav. But by the birds, because you can't eat the egg before it was hatched, the bird. So therefore, the bird is not considered to be prepared because you could not eat it before, and that's why it's mokza on yontem. That's the opinion of Rab. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says to him, we'll turn the page. Hashto muchan la adam loy habi muchan l'klav. Your argument now is that the reason why the calf is permitted to be eaten on Yanta, because the calf was fit to be eaten before. Even the calf of a treifa was fit to be eaten before, because you can feed it to the dogs. So the Gemara is wondering, is asking, Abaye is challenging and is saying, how could you allow the person eating it and saying it's not muktzah because the dogs can eat it? He says, we don't say that if something is prepared for a person, we don't consider it prepared for the dogs. How could we say that if it was prepared for dogs, it should be considered prepared for the person? Doesn't really fit. This is what he's arguing. So he says like this, Hashto muchon l'odom. Now that we say that even if it was prepared for person's consumption, we don't consider that to be prepared for dogs, and you will not allow to serve it for the dogs, although it was prepared for people. And we'll see the Mishnah, the proof of that. What's the case? Mukhan la'odum Rashi, mukhan la'odum la'habim, mukhan la'klovim. Lamandi isle muktzah. We're talking about according to the person that goes by muktzah. The fact that it was prepared for a person does not make it prepared for klum. The case that happened over here was there was an animal that became, that died on Shabbos. So what means is, now it became an Avelan Shabbos. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda, Esmol Bein Hashmoshes Hoyso, Emedes La'odom. It was fit for people's consumption because the behemoth didn't die yet, right? It was, I mean, you can't shecht it on Shabbos, but a living animal is not, it was not prepared, you don't give it for the dogs, what do you use the animals? You use it to shecht it, to feed people. So before it became nevel, before it died on Shabbos, right? As the Shabbos was entering, it was standing there for human consumption, which means the person is going to take that animal and shecht it, and the person is going to eat it. And now that it's dead, but the fact that now it's mukza because it's not meant to be given to the dogs. So now, since it became nevela, all of a sudden people don't eat it anymore. Who's going to eat it? The dogs are going to eat it. So you're saying it's still considered mukza for dogs. Yeah. So did not. So let's look there. So mukhan la adam, even though it was prepared for a person, it's not considered prepared for dogs. In other words, it's still gonna be mukza for the dogs.
At two different times. It's good for people on Friday, but Shabbos it's shrifa.
Good. The muktzah, that's why you'll see Rashi says bein hashmoshes. Muktzah is defined by bein hashmoshes. This animal at twilight, once something was not muktzah by twilight, it doesn't become muktzah after that. So since the bein hashmoshes, it wasn't dead yet, it wasn't an avail yet, that means that it's still standing for human consumption. That doesn't change on Shabbos. But yet, you're saying, but an animal can't eat it.
Wait, so you're saying that an animal that dies on Shabbos is not muksa on Shabbos once it's dead?
Not for the animal to eat it. Let's talk to the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah is going to say it. Mechatchin es hadluyin lifnei habehema. Okay, yeah, you're responsible to feed the animal, so you can cut the squash, cut it up so the animal can eat it. Ves hanevela lifnei haklovim, and you can cut up the carcass before the dogs. Okay. He's talking about a carcass that became on Shabbos because he doesn't go by mukza. But Rabbi Yehuda holds from mukza. So he says like this: Im loy hoyser nevelam erev Shabbos, if it wasn't dead from before Shabbos, so that means that you did not have in mind to feed it to the animals on Shabbos because it was alive, it wasn't nevela yet. Asura. Then it is prohibited. Then you're not allowed to feed that animal, that for Shabbos. Why? Lefi she'eino min hamukhan. Because it's not prepared. Because you weren't going to feed it to the animals. It wasn't. But even though it was prepared for people, and like I said, it's enough bein hashmoshes. Even though it was standing for human consumption. Not for that Shabbos, but the animal was there to be used for humans, right? Not to use for human on Shabbos, but it was prepared generally for humans. And you're saying it's not prepared for dogs. And you can't feed the dogs. So, mukhan l'klovim habe mukhan l'odom. So, are you then going to say, if it is prepared for the dogs only, which means, from before Shabbos, you're saying it's a trefa, you could have feeding it to the dogs. And therefore, when the baby calf was born from the animal on Shabbos, you can go ahead and eat the, you can go ahead and shechter on Yom Tov, you go shechter on Yom Tov. Why? Because you could have used it, not eaten, but you could have used it from Shabbos, from Friday you could have used it. But so he says it doesn't really make sense to allow you to eat the calf that was born from the treifa on Shabbos, because before Shabbos it could have been eaten by the dogs and it's prepared. Because if you say prepared for human doesn't prepare you for the animals, how could prepare for the animals, the treifa, be prepared for humans? Amar Leih says, not a question, Ian, that's true. Mukhan la'adam loy havi mukhan l'klav. If it's prepared for human consumption, then it's not prepared for dogs, which means a living animal from before Shabbos is not prepared for a dog, because it's not there to feed the dogs. It's there only for the person to eat. The ma'id d'chazi le'i le'inish le'shadi le'i le'klovim. That which is fit for human consumption, you don't throw it out into the dogs. So therefore, if it's for a human, like in the case, it was came in a veil on Shabbos, but on Friday it was ben hashmashes, it was alive. That's meant for the people. It's not meant for dogs. But on the other hand, mukhan le'klovim have a mukhan le'adam. If it's prepared by the klovim, even though it's a treifa, and it would be treifa, you'd have to give it to the dogs, it's still mukhan le'adam. The daita the inish akol mi dechazilei. Because the person has in mind anything that is fit for him, he's going to consume it, and therefore it's prepared. Uber shebimei treifa, and the fetus which is in the stomach of the treifa royloi likshi yivolim is fit to him when it's born. Hilkoch me etmel daito ilave. So therefore, already from the day before, his mind is on that fetus. Im yivolim yechlan, if he'll be birthing, he's going to eat it. So it's always been prepared. Because he says, the dog will eat it. If it's born before, from the treifa, okay, then the dogs will eat it. If they won't, then later on, if it's be born on Yom Tov, then we will eat it. So therefore, it's not mukta. So the Gemara, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, we learned in one braisa like Rav that it's Asur, and Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel, we learned like a rice like Shmuel v'teim Rabbi Yochanan, that it is mutter. Tanya kavos the Rav, which is the brayse which says like Rav, egel shenoylad b'yontev mutter, a calf that was born on Yontev is permissible, afroyach shenoylad b'yontev osur, but a bird that was hatched on Yontev is osur, like Rav says. And it says, u'ma'efresh ben zelizah. So what's the difference between that the egel is Asur, the eagle is mutter and the frech is mutter. Zeh muchan agav imei b'shchita. The eagle is prepared through his mother through shchita. Zeh einem muchan agav imei. This is not prepared by his mother. And here we're talking, of course, by a kosher one. But the same thing, the Gemara said also by a non-kosher, because it's chazal treifa. But here we're talking about that it is going to be Tanya kavos d'shmul. Learned like Shmuel that says that it's also b'teim Rabbi Yechanan, that it's also egel shenoylad b'yomtev mutter. The egel is mutter, and also a froyach shenoylad b'yomtev mutter is also mutter. My time, the reason it gives, why is it permissible? It's not prepared. He says zamuchan agav imoy. The egel is prepared by his mother, like we said before. Since there's the heter now, this is the very first reason we wrote down, that he permits himself through the shechita, he becomes mutter to be eaten. Now he shecht him, drags along migui, also that he is allowing to eat it on Yom Tov. Okay, let's learn another braisa. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa. Efroyach shenoylad b'Yom Tov osur. He says the Efroyach that was born in Yom Tov is osur, which is like Shmuel and the other, the Rabbi Yochanan. They say that it's osur. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Omer. Yaakov says, Av b'choil osur. That a newly born bird is prohibited even on the weekday. Lefi sheloi nifspatchu einov, because his wife's eyes have not yet been developed. Sheloi nispatchu einov, it's not developed yet, his eyes haven't been opened, then he's still considered to be an insect, and you can't eat him. V'yisrabe le'isura, that was included to Isur Mikol Hasheretz Hasheretz Alorot Yilu Kamon. It says all the creepy crawling that climb on the ground, like we will say later on, that that's part would also include this bird that has not yet developed the sing. The Gemara says, Kiman Ozlo Odetanya, who does it follow? The fact we learned in Abraisa that from the Posik that says, L'chol hasheretz, hasheretz ala oretz, the rabbis, efroichim, shalein nispatcho eneim, that this is including the small birds that have not yet opened their eyes or not yet developed their eyes, kiman, he says, l'chol ki Rabbi Lezim ben Yaakov, that's exactly the din of Rabbi Lezim ben Yaakov. Okay, let's leave it over here. And we'll mamshich and mirtz Hashem next week. The time to be scheduled again. Everybody enjoy the rest of your evening, the rest of the week, and we'll see you next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.